Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Amy Dickinson and Charlie Pierce each has 3 points. Roy Blunt Jr. has 2.
Roy, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Ben Bernanke told Congress this week that he wanted to sue to stop blank from paying big bonuses.
AIG.
Right. In order to cut down on hassles, the TSA added 80,000 names to its list of people cleared to blank.
Cleared to that fast boarded plane.
Yeah, to fly. The international community punishes it for its planned missile launch next month, blank announced it would restart its nuclear plant.
North Korea.
Right. Beginning last Sunday, Mount Redoubt in blank has had numerous small eruptions.
Oh, gosh. Mount Redoubt in... where do you have this? I don't know. Washington State.
Alaska. A British man is fighting a traffic charge saying it's his GPS's fault that he blanked.
That he drove into someone's living room.
No, that he left his car hanging off the edge of a cliff.
Oh.
Polaroid is hoping to reclaim its former glory with a digital camera that provides blank prints.
Digital prints.
No, instant prints. Comes right out of the camera. Because one just wasn't enough, pop star blank is seeking to adopt a second child from Malawi.
Angelina Jolie.
No, Madonna.
Oh, that's right.
Republican House Whip Eric Cantor, a leader in the opposition to President Obama, was not able to watch Obama's primetime press conference because he had to blank.
He had to adopt another child.
No, he had to attend a Britney Spears concert.
Ah.
Cantor is usually first in the mic to criticize the president, but he was nowhere to be found in the spin rooms on Tuesday night. That's because he was holding his lighter aloft at the Britney show, part of her circus tour. Cantor's spokesman later said that he did not enjoy the concert, but did it solely to be part of a fundraiser. And there was that guy who went on YouTube, posed in front of a sheet, and cried, "Leave Eric Cantor alone!" Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had 3 correct answers for 6 more points. He now has 8 and the lead.
All right.
I don't need your pity.
We have flipped a coin, and Charlie has elected to go third, so Amy, you're up next. Secretary of State Clinton said this week that the U.S. shares some responsibility for blank's drug violence.
Mexico.
Right. According to investigators, last month's deadly airplane crash in Buffalo was probably the fault of blank.
Pilot.
Right. Seeking permission from Congress to cut delivery to 5 days a week, John Potter testified that without help, the blank will run out of money this year.
Post office.
Right. Longtime bachelor and TV host blank surprised viewers by announcing that he'd married his girlfriend of 23 years.
David Letterman.
Right. Not surprisingly, a woman named Una Nutt in Ireland has had her home overrun by blank.
Una Nutt spider monkeys.
Squirrels. After crashing during a race in Spain, blank underwent successful collarbone surgery.
Oh, Lance Armstrong.
Right. Former Illinois Governor blank used a guest radio host job to complain about his ousting.
Blagojevich.
A Chinese director is planning a new musical based on blank.
A Chinese director playing a new musical based on High School Musical 3.
No, the writings of Karl Marx.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Oh, that'll be awesome.
It's Communism, the musical, or Communism, a singing and dancing adaptation of Marx's 1867 treatise Das Kapital, because, of course, the Communist Manifesto lacks Das Kapital's romantic storyline. Think romance, longing, class conflict. Think Rogers and Hammer and Sickle. Or it could be just like a chorus line, except instead of 19 dancers auditioning for a part, it'll be just 19 people waiting in a long, long line to buy sacks of old potatoes. Carl, how did Amy do on our quiz?
Amy had 6 correct answers, 12 more points. She now has 15 points and the lead.
All righty. Very exciting.
Uh-oh.
How many, then, does Charlie need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
Here we go, Charlie. This is for the game. This week, China called for a new currency to replace the blank as the world's standard in reserve.
The dollar.
Right. Residents were forced to sandbag and evacuate to escape massive flooding in blank.
Fargo.
Right, North Dakota. In response to President Obama's comments in the Tonight Show, Special Olympian Colin McConaughey challenged the president to a blank match.
A bowling match.
Right. According to a study released this week, eating blank increases the chances of dying prematurely.
TNT.
No, that would do it, but the study was about red meat. Oh. A Queens construction worker was one of 501 people to win the New York State Lottery Sunday by playing blank.
The date.
No, Bernie Madoff's prison number. Nicholas Hughes, the son of iconic poet blank, committed suicide at the age of 47.
Sylvia Plath.
Right. Al Gore announced that a sequel to his blockbuster book and documentary Blank will be out in November.
An Inconvenient
right.
Truth.
To keep teenagers from loitering, a housing development in the UK has put up Blank.
Very large mirrors.
No, pink lights that highlight the teenager's bad skin. They've tried music for this, classical music, Barry Manilow, but they might have struck gold here. The Leighton Burroughs Residents Association installed pink lights, and acne-ridden teenagers have stayed far away from the Nottinghamshire estate. The program is not an unqualified success, though. Many residents of the development have locked themselves in their bathrooms sobbing. Carl, did Charlie do well enough to win?
He needed 6 to tie, but Charlie had just 5 correct answers.
Oh. Oh.
With 15 points, Amy Dickinson is this week's champion.
All right. All right. Well done.
Congratulations, Amy.